U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has raised more than $5 million for her re-election effort. She's got big signs and TV ads across the state. But can you name the three men running against her in next week's Republican primary? APRN's Liz Ruskin sought out those long-shot challengers and found two undaunted optimists running shoestring campaigns and a third candidate who rebuffed her interview request on the grounds that he had too much to say.
Thomas Lamb of Anchorage looks whiskery and gruff, but he has a gentle manner. He first came to Alaska as an Air Force weather forecaster. Now he works for a company that supplies the wood moldings sold in hardware stores. Maybe you've heard his ads on commercial radio. They're a little quirky.
Is Thomas Lamb wants to build submarine base in Alaska. Don't vote for Thomas Lamb. This is like Hunt for a Red October stuff. Vote for Lisa Murkowski.
Yep, that's an ad Lamb paid for and produced himself. It refers to one of his big ideas for Alaska's resources.
Submarine tankers.
You know that expensive gas pipeline Alaska wants to build? Lamb says it's unrealistic, at least for now. He wants to send Cook Inlet gas to Europe, and he says it only makes sense to go under the Arctic ice.
Instead of focusing on Port McKenzie, changing it, that idea and looking at it as a sub base. And
a submarine base.
Submarine base, yeah.
Submarine tankers.
Submarine tankers, correct.
If you Google LNG submarine tankers, you'll see it's an idea that was considered in the 1980s. Lamb says the Russians are beating us to it. Lamb had an ad drawing attention to Senator Murkowski's campaign signs, but he worried it inspired vandalism.
I ran it one time, and when I saw some graffiti show up on her signs, I pulled it, and that's something I don't want to get involved in.
Lamb believes in the power of being right. He's run for office before and says things he predicted years ago, for instance, that Russia would invade Ukraine, proved to be accurate. He thinks this gives him a shot with the voters.
It's nice to be on the right side of the issue, so, you know, you don't want to be wrong and like Trump. I've never seen that. So, and even Hillary Clinton. I mean, they're both, I don't agree with neither one.
Another Republican in the race is Bob Lochner from Wasilla. He believes in the power of being conservative. He's a silver-haired, clean-cut veteran who works as an employee trainer on the North Slope. Lochner has the endorsement of Alaska Right to Life, and he supports Donald Trump.
My wife and I, we have several grandchildren that I'm looking at the world and the way this country is going, and we have to do better.
Lochner's top issues are border security, the economy, and taking care of veterans. He says he's not accepting outside campaign contributions to preserve his independence.
I don't care how much money somebody wants to send me, if it's from outside or if it's from a special interest or lobby group, I'll send it back.
So far, that hasn't been a problem. Nobody is sending him money he has to refuse. Lochner, like Lamb, has raised less than $5,000 total, so he hasn't had to file campaign finance reports. But he is campaigning. He's traveling the road system, handing out pocket-sized U.S. constitutions as his calling card. Lochner ran for State House in the 1990s when he lived in the Mountain View neighborhood of Anchorage. Back then, Lochner was a mechanic and a single dad who acknowledged he relied on public assistance for a few years. He said it made him better able to represent the poor people of the district. Political experts might look at Murkowski's $5 million war chest and predict victory for the incumbent. Lochner doesn't see it that way.
I don't want to sound too overconfident, but it's hard to tell, but I think the numbers are with me.
Murkowski has a third Republican challenger, Paul D. Kendall of Anchorage. Kendall is a frequent caller to talk radio shows. He declined to sit for a recorded interview, saying he would need 3 hours on live radio to discuss his views. Whichever Republican wins the primary, she or he will be on the November ballot, with independent Margaret Stock, assuming her petition drive is successful, and Libertarian C.N. Stevens. Also vying for a spot on that ballot, two Democratic candidates running their own shoestring campaigns. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.